B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand on not a traffic Tuesday, but a traffic Thursday this week. Hi, Zo.
How you doing?
Good to be with you.
It's good to be here.
Hardy will be along shortly.
Have yet to be late.
Let's talk about Tom Brady.
Sure.
Tom, terrific.
T-Bone.
He's hurt.
Is he hurt?
He's injured.
He's injured.
He's on the injury report.
He didn't feel good.
He's banged up with a calf injury.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Why do you think that?
I just think he's fine.
You just think it?
Yeah.
You just see it?
I just think he had some treatment and, technically you need to. I didn't know he's somewhat limited.
You don't just think
that. There's your opening drive.
Wait, that didn't come out right.
There's your opening drive.
You're
today.
Not just thinking that. You're getting that from somewhere. You're hearing things, aren't you?
I checked in, and I think he's fine.
Well, so. You either think it or you're hearing that he's fine. Which is it? Why would you think it without hearing something?
I don't know. Do a little bit of homework before you make
a comment. What are you having, a sandwich there?
Yeah, why not? A little tight morning.
Okay.
That was a fun drive.
All right. Also yesterday, Tom Brady shows up on the team's injury report.
Yeah.
And immediately I start seeing the reports after he's limited in practice that it's not serious.
Right.
Right. I saw a report from the Herald. I think it was Karen Garigian who had the report right away.
Well, when does he talk?
Right away. Oh, it's not serious. Not a big deal. No big deal. I'm like, the report just came out. What was it, like preemptive, let everyone know, no big deal, that it's on the report? And where's that coming from? Which side is it coming from? Is the team telling everyone it's no big deal? No. You think Bill secretly tells her, hey, guys, Tom's going on the report today, but just so you know, it's no big deal. It's not a big injury. It's like nothing. We just put him on there because it's nothing.
Could you imagine going in this game?
It's coming from the player.
And I would have to get ready to call a Jared Stidham versus Luke Falk game. That'd be a fun one.
Ian Rappaport reports Brady's injury is considered minor, that is, according to a source. Who's his source? Is it a Patriot source or is it Tom Brady and his people?
Could be anybody.
It's Brady and his people.
I don't know about that with him. He's more of a team guy.
He's everybody's guy. Him and Schefter, those national reporters, they talk to both sides.
You know, I go back to the game Sunday. There were about two or three times where I started to get a little bug late in the game when he was getting hit. And it was more about like landing on the shoulder, but there were two times he got up slow. It took him a while to get to his feet. I don't know if something happened there, if somebody fell on something or strained the calf there. But this could be natural soreness from the game. I mean, he did two events, back-to-back nights.
Brady?
James White's event Monday night, and then his big TB12 grand opening was Zdeno Chara and Bruschi and those guys on Tuesday. When's he talk this week? Friday now, right?
Yeah, would have been yesterday, but now it's going to be on Friday. So they knew prior to yesterday that he was going to be limited, right?
They kind of knew, I guess.
He's
going to be on the injury report.
Which means he what? Got hurt on Sunday? Banged up on Sunday in the game?
I think he probably stiffened up a little on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, you wake up, you get a little stiff. And not a little stiff.
So someone's saying to Tom, you're hurt. Tom, you're injured. You got to take it easy. Tom, you need treatment. Mm-hmm. Tom, you need to take it slow. You need to get healed up. So there's a couple of different angles. Number one,
sure.
It's not serious. It's minor. Nothing to worry about here. I think that's coming from Tom Brady. There's three. I'm going to count you as a report. Can I count you as a report? I want to count you as a report.
Yeah, go ahead.
Karen, rap sheet,
Zoe. I'll double.
That's three reports saying Tom Brady, minor, not serious, nothing to see here, very minor, nothing to it. And I hope you're all right. I hope it's totally true.
Yeah, where you start to get bugs because is week 7 or 8 if it's the same report.
Because it absolutely, absolutely could be true and 100% correct and accurate, and we have nothing to even talk about here. I fully admit that. Or there's actually something to it, and he's dealing with a calf issue 2 seasons after he dealt with an Achilles issue. Remember that in 2017 where he dealt with the Achilles issue?
Well, what was
and
Andrew
I just
Luck?
I don't want to think about Andrew Luck or Kevin Durant or any of these star athletes who have dealt with those two issues.
Right.
I don't want to do that. But I'm just saying it comes from him. And if he is ever dealing with something, given where he's at in his career, given that the Patriots, I think, love Jared Stidham, he's going to try and downplay any injuries he has. That's what I think is going to have happen. That's what's going to happen. That's how it's going to play out. Yep. Anytime he has any sort of minor injury, he gets banged up, anything happens, he's going to want to downplay it because that's who he is. And that's why we love him, and that's why he's a great competitor.
He's tough.
Because he's tough as nails. That's why he's never missed any time outside of the year that his ACL got torn up.
You know, it's interesting.
That's it. That's the only time he's missed any games, which is remarkable. That is an unbelievable amount of games that he has played in his career.
So, you know how good my recall is on some stuff when I want to remember things. So I go back to the warm-up. He came straight out of the locker room and went right to the 50 and didn't do the 100-yard thing all the way down. Remember when he was nicked up?
He did it, yeah. Are you talking about this week or
this
past
week? This past week in Miami, because I said something to Bob. I was like, wow, look, they're really concerned with the heat. Because we were down there, and I was soaked when I came up from doing the TV. And I'm like, so I took it as...
You thought it was heat-related.
It's heat prevent. Yo, we're gonna maximize our energy today, right? We don't need to run 100 yards, get fired up, get the Patriots. We know it's a home game down there. We don't need to get everybody fired up. So he stopped at the 50 and started warm up. Came out casually with Stidham. Because I was watching, you know, how they were coming out, because I was waiting for where's Antonio Brown. First time you get to see him, who's he come out with? How's he functioning in a warm-up? And I remember Brady just casually went to the 50. Maybe he was sore prior to the game. Maybe you just wake up with something like that. I don't know the timing of it all. So, you don't like seeing this, though. Week 2, right?
The calf doesn't scare you at all. The terming of it as a calf when you know he's had a prior Achilles doesn't scare you at all.
They've termed it Achilles before when it was the Achilles, so I'm not concerned there yet. No. No, because they put Achilles on the report.
May 21st, Frank Reich said, Luck could go out and play right now if we had a game on Sunday. May 21st.
Yeah. Well, this guy's a lot tougher, and football means a little bit more to him than it does for
I wonder
Andrew Luck.
If given the two high-profile...
I don't think he's not going to play. It concerns me.
I wonder if given the high-profile Achilles injury to guys like Andrew Luck and Kevin Durant, that they would now be more sensitive to even just openly admit an Achilles injury for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Maybe they're screwing with people. Hey, look, let's put it as a calf so everyone
goes
nuts.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, I wouldn't hold it past them. But here's another thing, too. I mean...
I'm going back, and I went back and looked at some of the things from 2017 and the things we talked about in 2017 and some of the headlines in 2017. And one of the headlines in 2017 is that Tom Brady not in imminent danger of Achilles rupture. Like, that was a headline in 2017. Like, don't worry, his Achilles is not in immediate danger of rupturing. You know who had that one? Your favorite guy, Jim, the pro football doc.
Oh, Dr. Chow?
Dr. Chow.
Dr. Leslie Chow.
Dr. Chow. That's right. And we heard the same things then. Tom Brady's Achilles injury,
hello,
not
Alan.
Considered serious. He'll be right back at practice. He'll be playing in the games. He won't miss any time. And all of that was true. But I think it also sort of impacted the way he played a little bit. I don't think he was at his sharpest while he was dealing with it. So I think you got to factor that in too. But I'm telling you, he's going to want to downplay any injuries he has.
Here's what I'd be concerned, because you have both your tackles out, right? This past week. Thank you. Both your tackles out this past week. So you're out there getting reps in 110-degree heat with two guys that probably really aren't up to playing shape. And he started chucking the ball over the lot.
When did he get hurt?
Late in that.
When did he get hurt? Did he get hurt taking hits on that final drive?
Wouldn't that be something, huh?
Well, if it was before the game, if it was bugging him, then why was he playing so late?
Well, hey, he was one of the first ones too in the post game.
Second guesses.
First one in the post game, say, hey, it's 60-minute game. That's what we're doing. That was the message. 60 minutes we're playing. So they were all in on that 60-minute thing. But Could have just woke up a little.
They had to put calf. They just had to put calf, huh? It couldn't have been quad or something like that.
Why don't they just put lower leg, calf. Jim? Why don't they just put leg? Left leg.
I would say I wish they just put maintenance. That's what I wish they'd put.
Mm. But it's not. It's not maintenance. And the team, see, I think there's probably truth in what it is. The area that hurts is the calf. He's got some sort of calf issue.
Sure, yeah.
Which could be related to the Achilles.
Yeah, people
hopefully
falling
it's upper
on
calf,
it.
Not lower calf.
Yeah, lower calf, upper calf. What part of the calf are we talking?
I mean, Alex gets in there, too. That's deep tissue, man. You can
Well,
also
he's also trying
up.
To stand on his tippy toes there next to Zdeno Chara.
Yeah, Captain, look, I was bugging him there.
Of TB12. You know, were there any injuries involved in that? In that the other night? I'm joking. But I just see those reports that come out so fast after the injury report, and I'm telling you that I will look at those critically every time they drop now. Anytime Brady's hurt, I go, okay.
I checked in. I don't think there's
Tom, we know you're going to downplay any injury you have as it's nothing. So take those with a grain of salt every time they come out. He might be actually dealing with something, but he'll play through it like he always does. Toughest quarterback in the National Football League. That's who he is. He'll play through it, and we'll all watch with a close eye and see if it impacts him on the field and if he's missing throws or not stepping the same way or how are the mechanics. We'll go through all this Sunday. And the good news is it's the New York Jets, and they'll still win by 50. So it's all good. It's all good. Nothing to worry about. Still a solid 2 months away from playing anybody in this league. So all good. 617-779-0985. I've got good news for those of you who like to defend Antonio Brown.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, Mr. Carter.
I've got an update for you.
What do you got?
I was going to say, you have reinforcement in the form of one member of the show.
What?
Somebody on the show is, for people who like to defend Antonio Brown, somebody involved with our program is also defending him, from what I understand.
Who? Zoe?
No. You just told me about it.
Oh, no. No. That's something else. Don't confuse the topics.
Oh,
Hardy.
Okay. All right.
Hardy, hang tight for a second. Hang tight.
Yeah, I got two gigs. I do a talk show and I call football.
Hang
games,
tight. So. No. No.
Careful
with
the defending.
No. This is related to the actual case.
Ooh.
I've got an update.
Sports Hub. Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, little sister, what you doing?
Sweat.
617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls in a moment. We got open lines. You want to grab one? Her complaint alleges that Brown resides in Miami-Dade County and that the alleged rape occurred in his Miami home. But her civil cover sheet says Brown resides in Broward County and the action arose in Broward County. A search of Broward County property records reveals that Brown purchased a home in Hollywood, Florida on March 23, 2017, more than 1 year prior to the alleged rape, which the complaint says occurred in his home in Miami. Hollywood is in Broward County. A search of the Miami-Dade, which which is itself the subject of a separate crazy lawsuit involving Antonio Brown. Brown vacated that unit on April 25th, 2018.
Is that the furniture one?
Hold on. He vacated that unit April 25th, 2018. The date is important. That would be 1 month before the alleged rape occurred.
Uh-oh.
He has no other Miami residences.
This can't get thrown out on a technicality, can it?
No, I don't think so. Okay. But if you allege that the rape occurred in Miami, and I don't know how specific it was to that apartment.
Well, just remember,
but if he left that apartment on April 25th of 2018, and the rape is alleged to have occurred there a month later, well, no, it didn't, because he didn't live there a month later.
Interesting. See, everybody's waiting too. Like, what is there going to be any criminal investigations down in Florida? Is it going to be accelerated down there? And it keeps going down to Miami. Could this be part of that holdup? Because Allegheny County in Pittsburgh came up and said, well, there's 2-year statute limitations. We're out. Done. It's over. Just quiet down south there. And remember, like Martin County is up around Jupiter. And all these, they're all different. They all operate differently. As far as how they share things, how they look at things, how cooperative they are. I mean, you would be really, really specific if you're going to put your name on something and you know where that happened, right? And you have this type of accusation.
So here's what it comes down to. When she went and spoke to the NFL on Monday.
Okay.
And the NFL says, well, where did this act occur? In May of 2018, mm-hmm. What did she tell them?
Oh, boy.
That would be sort of important.
Well, if they have the information, too, and they did their homework, okay, we got all our dates, and if we're going to do this process, and we're going to do it for 10-plus hours, we're going to make sure we get the right answers, or maybe the wrong ones.
Because all it says in the lawsuit, if you read it, as we have, and I have, it says, on May 20th, 2018, Brown invited Miss Taylor, another football player who trained with them, who we now have seen the report from Mike Florio that it's Hollywood Brown, and a few friends for a night out while they were in Miami. The group went to a club. Miss Taylor, Brown, and the other known football player left the club together in Miss Taylor's rental car. She drove the two men back to Brown's home where they were staying. It doesn't say which home. That's where, again, it's not specific. Which home are they talking about? It only lists it as Mr. Brown's Miami home. It refers to it as the Miami home. So which home are they talking about? I mean, it's the Miami area still, even though it's a different county and it's not in Miami specifically. So we could be, you know, sort of focusing in on something that doesn't need to be focused in on. But when they asked that question on Monday, Where did this all happen? And if she said, oh, it was at his apartment in Miami. Well, no, it wasn't.
No, he wasn't there.
He got booted from there on April 25th.
That would be a problem.
He wasn't living there on May 20th. So these are going to be details that matter.
Okay. Just for what it's worth, just to play devil's advocate. Do we know who took over the apartment?
I don't know.
Was it a friend of his? Place that you still occasionally used? Flop house, crash pad, hangout joint? I mean, I don't know if he has any money left over. Maybe, and by the way, I heard someone bring this up on Felger and Maz yesterday. It's one of the first things we talked about as to why he just didn't pay the $10 million or the $8 million or the $2 million, which was the last offer. Maybe he doesn't have it. Maybe he doesn't have access to the $2 million. But this is a guy who has made
$70
million, right?
So he's got $2 million.
Oh, and he's probably got multiple places to go for stuff like this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't completely, and I'm not saying you are Beadle. I don't think Wallach is either. He's just pointing out the inconsistencies. But when Daniel Wallach says, well, the place where she says this incident took place, it wasn't actually his residence anymore. So
well,
what?
No. Again, it's she's not saying it took place there. She's just referring to it as his Miami home, where he had a place in Miami. The other place is not specifically in Miami.
It's an inconsistency.
You could say, you know, Hardy, yeah. I live in Quincy. Oh, it's Boston home. Well, I don't live in Boston. I live in Quincy, but it's close. It's a Boston area home. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we stayed in.
It could be describing the home as a home that's near a metropolitan area that isn't exact. You know, it could just be it should be more specific.
It's confusing, Donner. Trust me, it's confusing.
Right. That could just be all it is, that it's a filing and a clerical error made by the lawyers. It could be nothing. It could be something. It could be that the story is not straight.
We stayed in Miami Gardens night before the game, and it's technically North Miami and also South Hollywood. We weren't in Lauderdale, so it's like these towns just blend like 5 miles. Boom, you're in the next one. And okay, what is it technically? Well, it said Miami Gardens. Yeah.
Oh, the home was in Brookline, but it said Boston home in the lawsuit. Oh, well, yeah, it's all sort. You know, it's all the same area. You know. Oh, yeah, no, but that's actually a different town.
Isn't that something the lawyers should know, though?
Yes, this is where if you have good lawyers,
it's a bad error by the lawyer. Yeah.
It's
no good.
This is where lawyers will run circles around the other ones. If you have better lawyers, yeah, that's up to them.
And so I'm sure they've now
this uncertainty.
If it is just that a clerical error, I hope they've realized it by now, and they're going to have to now fix this to figure that out.
I mean, this is why he's not an exempt list. Like, okay, we got some issues here with what went down.
But if the NFL investigators are doing their job, they're trying to poke holes and look into things like that the same way Daniel Wallach sitting at his computer reading the lawsuit over and over again have done. So Daniel Wallach found that out just by going over and reading it again and found some inconsistencies in terms of counties and where things are alleged to have happened.
Or he was tipped off. He does live down there.
He lives there.
Pretty popular sports guy.
The Browns are down there. The agent lives down there. There's enough people that are down there from down there.
They all live down there.
Let's go to Rob, who's in Providence. Rob.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Did you catch that show, The Grind, on Epix last night?
No, I watched Grease.
So Rich Eisen does a half-hour show on Wednesdays, 9 o'clock. It's about 10 minutes of highlights and then two main features. Player correspondents go to two teams. It was Jerome Bettis with the Steelers and Charles Woodson with the Patriots. So Woodson hosts Brady in an apartment in Miami before the game. They sit down, and Woodson goes, "Hey, Tom, first, let's start with 2001. Camera pans to Tom. You can tell in his face, he's like, really? So highlights go to the play, and Woodson describes it. "Yo, I'm coming on the blitz, and then you fumble." And boom, they pan back to
Tom. I know, you know what? I've seen this.
I saw a clip of it this morning. For whatever reason, it's either getting replayed or it's something new, but it all looks set up.
Woodson says, 2001, was that a fumble? Brady stays still. He doesn't move a muscle. He doesn't say anything for a good 4 or 5 seconds. Yeah. And then Woodson goes, well, that was awkward. All right, so the 2001 team.
Okay, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here? I don't know.
It's as if you didn't hear anything Hardy said.
Yeah, it was
kept plowing through the story.
Yeah, it was like this stage dramatic moment. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Dramatic call.
Everybody knows it was a fumble. Okay. And Brady knows it too, but he's not saying so. Yeah, we get it.
Hey, remember in America's Game when they did the breakdown after the Super Bowl and Brady had that like moppy hairdo and that big dimple on his chin? He sat there and they asked, was it a fumble? He goes, come on.
So you're the biggest honk of all time. Was that a fumble?
That was a fumble. That was a fumble. That is as fumble gets. Brady was in shock.
There you go.
Well, if that's not a fumble, the quarterback doesn't walk to the sideline with his head down with his helmet already on snap. Dumbasses.
Did they get the call right on the field?
No.
I don't know.
What do you mean no?
Oh, it's ruled a fumble initially. Yeah, that was right. But I mean, the tuck rule to what it says, I don't know, Beetle. You want to go to black and white on the tuck rule?
Did they apply the tuck rule correctly?
Yes.
They did. They got the call right. It was a bad rule.
It's a stupid rule.
Yeah, they got rid of it. It was a bad rule.
It was a fumble.
But it wasn't like they got the ruling wrong. It wasn't a bad call. They got the call right.
Arm.
That should be a fumble.
Arms going forward.
That should be a fumble. If it were to happen tomorrow, it would be a fumble.
Yeah.
If it happens this weekend,
to anybody who plays football, that's a fumble or watches it.
In 2001, and that game actually happened in 2002, calendar year. But at that point in time, it was not a fumble. And the rule was properly applied. So too bad, Charles Woodson. Take it up with somebody else.
What?
The whole dynasty built on the- Shut up, Dan. You're not on yet. Pete's in Westminster.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Good morning. So I want to see Tom Brady this weekend. You got a couple injured linemen. Playing the Jets at home. They got a backup quarterback. Let our defense take this. Let Stidman get beat up on him if it happens that way. Why put Brady in the position where he's got the injured calf, he's got the couple injured linemen, maybe their defensive line is feeling good that day, and they're all over him all game long. And that's just not what I want to see. Take the Sunday off, go to the beach with the wife, go to the country
You're
club,
saying
whatever.
Don't play him? Don't play Brady?
Don't play him. Don't play him.
Brady, let's take a game off is what he's saying. Brady, don't play. Is that a real possibility? Let's talk about that. Should he consider taking some time off? That sounds absurd. Here's Hardy with headlines. Shaughnessy will be with us coming up at 10:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
Brady take some time off this week? Really going to consider that? Brady not play? Can't consider that.
Nope.
It's not a real possibility.
We have two quarterbacks on the roster.
Brady thought we were 60 minutes. Thought we're 60 minutes.
Brady
week to week,
plays
week
through everything.
Yeah.
Brady plays through absolutely everything.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to come in. What's today? Thursday? Today's Thursday, right?
Yeah. Okay, yep. Thursday.
Thursday. He may be limited again, but I bet he's off the injury report tomorrow.
How about this? How about in the fourth quarter, though, if you're up 40 points, you sit down?
Yeah, but two new tackles would be nice.
Can we
do
that?
Yeah.
So I heard this last week after Tom Brady was still in the game and was still dropping back and throwing deep passes and Edelman was getting
croaked,
hit over the middle of the field, that you have to do that because the only way to learn and correct issues with these new tackles is to put them right in the line of fire like that.
What, when they're gassed after doing 65 reps first in 120-degree heat and they're cramping?
Keep twisting yourself into a pretzel to just defend anything
you're basically,
the team does.
And
go ahead.
I mean, I'll defend Scar to the hilt. I think whoever you give him for a week, he'll get these guys ready. They'll be better this week than they were last week. And they were good enough.
No kidding.
I know they had some issues.
Like, what are you talking about? The guys have been here for like 4 days.
He's basically coaching these guys on the fly, series to series. He has yet to really sit in and say, all right, we got these five. Jesus, Isaiah's down now.
These guys
ran him out of the game.
The appropriate amount of time to know the playbook.
They're thinking, what the hell are we doing to pinch? Well, we kicked Tooney out, but shoot, let's not get crazy up the middle. Because where does Brady really get threatened? Middle pressure. That's the worst thing for the quarterback, middle pressure. So let's keep the guards intact. Keep them around Karras and get that thing up and running. You know, they're always good in the middle. That should be solid.
So that's a garbage reason why you would need to be doing that. But
no, that guy, you put the other guy in to test it.
So this week, if you want to keep doing that, do it with a different quarterback in the game. You could have been doing that last week with Jared Stidham in the game. You didn't need to have Tom Brady in the game. If he was hurt before the game, which is a possibility. Don't know when it was that he injured his calf. But you could have done it with Stidham in the game. You could do it with Stidham in the game this week.
Hardy, you have that calf.
If you're crushing the New York Jets,
yeah,
like you were crushing the Miami Dolphins.
Big calf or little calf?
I like the big one. So he's a big guy.
Brady's got the little calf issue. It's just
Mike is in Virginia Beach. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. So I have to preface this so that the social justice warriors don't start licking their chops. This point is not to support Antonio Brown or accuse the accuser. But this is what I see, and it's a simple question. It seems like common sense to me. Two things happened. One happened in Allegheny County, whatever it was, inappropriate, full-blown rape, I don't know. And one happened 17 or 18 hours south in a completely different state. Here's my question. If something happened that was worth litigating in one place, why on earth were you with that same person at another time in your life?
It's a fair question. Fair question.
Why were you with the person?
Why does she continue to continually have this coaching relationship on, relationship off, back to coaching, you know, going all the way back to, was it Western Michigan? It's Western Michigan, right? Where they went to school, this great school. That seemed to teach people so well. Hey. It's part of it.
Tell you what, call a psychologist. Yeah, don't call me.
I don't know.
Why do battered women stay in their homes? I don't know.
Do that.
I don't know.
Call someone with a doctorate in this. That's what I would suggest. Because I'm done answering those questions.
Seriously.
Well, they're not going to stop. The calls won't stop. Man.
It's not being a social justice warrior not automatically dismiss claims of sexual assault. I don't think that's being a social justice warrior. Here's where she's lying. Here's where she's like, this doesn't make sense. I wouldn't do that. Why would anyone... I don't know.
People stay in bad, abusive, dangerous relationships all the time, and it makes no sense to me.
What?
You know what? You know why it makes no sense to me? Because I'm not that person. I've never been in their spot.
Right.
So that's why I don't personally understand it, but I know that that happens a lot. So I'm not going to judge those people because I've never walked a mile in their shoes. I haven't.
I don't know what's going to make everyone happy. How about this? You know what? I don't think Antonio Brown's ever done anything that would run afoul of the law or of any kind of social mores or anything else. He presents himself as a completely upstanding person who would never, ever cross the line and do anything inappropriate around any woman. There. Is that what you want? Does that make you feel better? Because it's a lie, and even you don't believe that. But go ahead. Whatever you need to do to feel good about rooting him on this Sunday. Is that what you want? Go ahead. You have my blessing. Go ahead. Wear an Antonio Brown Patriots jersey on Sunday. Doesn't affect me one way or the other. Don't try and convince me, though, that we should really be going through all this with a fine-tooth comb. That's not our job. Go over the allegations and poke holes in it. I'm not doing that.
I can flip those tables, too. I can do that if you want. Someone who was seeking $1.6 million from Antonio Brown and then cut off communication, according to Antonio Brown, right? And then came back around looking to make contact, and then, according to his statement, had a consensual relationship with him. Once that person came back around, you would then say, well, why would you want that person back in your life? Why would you want to continue that relationship with that person, given that they were trying to get $1.6 million from you? Why would you want one of those people in your life?
Make nice with them, Beetle.
If you're Antonio Brown, why wouldn't you say, no, I don't want this person in my life? The same way you could say it about the accuser, you can say the same thing about Antonio Brown. She's in your life just trying to get money from you. That's what you said. That's what you're telling us.
I actually didn't know where the caller was going. I didn't know which side he was. I thought the same as you. I'm like, which way is he going with this? Is he talking about him with her or her with him? I didn't know.
So that's what I would say. Antonio, what were you doing?
Like he was in favor of
Why
Brown.
Would you have that person come back into your life? Why would you allow that person back into your life if she was just trying to get your $1.6 million the first time?
I don't know. Maybe that's Maybe that's what he was trying to say. And again,
that's a two-way street is all I'm saying.
It is, and I won't make that speculation about Antonio Brown either.
It's a two-way street if you want to do it. We haven't really done that. That is not a point that any of us on this show have made one way or the other. The only time we've done that part about Antonio Brown is offer it as a counterpoint to what we just heard in the call. That's it. 617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy will be in studio with us coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub. This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's breaking news related to none other than Antonio Brown. Nike has dropped Antonio Brown. That's the latest. Reading from the Boston Globe, bostonglobe.com. Antonio Brown still has a job with the New England Patriots, but he no longer has a shoe deal with Nike. Spokesperson for Nike saying Antonio Brown is not a Nike athlete. Asked multiple times to elaborate on the reason for the decision and to clarify its timing, the spokesperson declined. Several signs suggest that recent allegations against the wide receiver served as a catalyst for why the world's largest sneaker seller would want to disassociate itself from Brown.
We'll get him in Under Armour.
And so that is the end of Antonio Brown and Nike. Nike has dropped Antonio Brown. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us here in our Town Fair Tire studio. Hi, Dan.
What's up, Beetle?
What do you think of that? What do you think of that? He lost his shoe deal.
Well, it's nice someone has some standards. You know, I mean, good for Nike. Why would you want to be associated with this as your client?
I wouldn't want to be associated with him.
Yeah, the helmet thing already dumped him too, right?
Yeah.
So was the helmet thing, I was wondering, because I don't know if the
helmet thing was a thing or he just said, this is going to help me get out of here.
I think the helmet may have been because he didn't wear their helmet. He was wearing a
I thought they were the ones that made the one that was going to work.
Yeah, but the then, Zenith
but
came
then
up
when
with
he
the
showed
new
up, when he showed up to practice here, he wore a different helmet.
He had the old school rounded bike type helmet, which is still a shoot, which I'm sure is approved. It's got to be approved.
So I don't know if it
looks like his old helmet.
I don't know if it was related to the allegations or if it was related to the fact that when he showed up for practice, the first day he practiced here, he was wearing a different helmet.
Maybe the helmet is a big thing with him, especially with his hair and stuff. Because I mean, he
could have been either.
He had his helmet off every single second. He could have his helmet off. You know, and that's the first game I called with him as a member of the team, because I don't stare at guys on the other side as to what they do with their helmets or not. But he didn't have his helmet on when he was ready to go back in at one time, and he kept taking it off. And maybe the helmet really is an issue with him.
I can relate to that. You know,
gives you a headache if you keep it on.
I mean, I never wore a helmet, but I have unusual hair.
Yeah, but like I couldn't see you in a baseball hat.
It's the worst.
Nike dropping Antonio Brown, though, is not going to do anything for our quality of phone calls, though.
I will make this call.
Oh, figures Nike would drop him because they're going to get into bed with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
But
anti-cop.
Yeah, but they won't support Antonio Brown. Yep.
Was there some sort of tweet beef between you and Zoe? Did you guys have some sort of beef on Twitter?
I think so.
I didn't beef at you.
I have trouble remembering. That was like Friday or something.
He had a problem liking a certain tweet, so I took the like down.
Yeah, Zoe liked something that was really mean to me, you know, and I thought it was...
Because you were supporting an article from the Globe.
Right.
Attacking him.
And I know you hate
standards.
The Globe.
Well,
I feel like they come Zoe's out been you know, very anti-Globe on the Antonio Brown story.
It's full on assault. Like,
what's that?
Zoe's been very anti-Globe on this Antonio Brown story. He feels the Globe has been unfairly targeting, and he said a full on assault.
Not enough. Not enough yet. Since we have not heard from anyone in Patriot garb, like no owner, no coach, no player.
Have you reached out? Have you gone down?
Well, I mean, we saw the owners on Sunday. They were certainly welcome to speak, but. Next thing I knew, they broomed everybody out of the room there.
They never talk on game day.
Okay.
When's the last time those guys talked on game day?
I think it's incumbent on ownership to have
Jerry Jones talks on game day, and it's a disaster down in Dallas.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I think they've had this player now for, I don't know, 10, 11 days. I think ownership there should have been some accountability. I mean, you've got corporate sponsors dropping the guy. You got stories breaking every day. There's an investigation by the league. Yes, I think when Bob Kraft says, judge me by my actions, that, you know, you can't do both things. You know, if you want to just be Jerry Jones and say, hey, we love football players. I'm Buddy Garrity. This is great. This guy's a great player. You know, then be that guy. But don't just say nothing after telling us you want to be judged by your actions. I mean, it just, it's there's no accountability down there. And I understand the coach. I do. I mean, the coach's
job, and he hasn't distanced himself from the Patriot way because like, I never came up with that.
Yeah. I mean, the coach could have
football players. Right?
The one question I would have liked, and I think we have our answer, was, did you know about the baggage? And he would not answer that and then said, I need to gather more information. Well, there's no more. You don't need to gather information regarding whether you knew or not about the baggage. That's a yes or no. Chose not to answer it, which tells me, yeah, of course they knew. And we know with Rosenhaus.
Go back to they brought Haynesworth in, and I know they're right. Not comparable, but he said, I could look at anybody in this room and find something in their past.
Oh, sure.
So they dig before they bring people in.
Absolutely. And again,
you got to ask yourself, is it worth it at the end?
He's never presented himself as the Patriot way, or the coach doesn't do that. You know, it's like he gets football players.
Right.
And that's what he's got here. So but that he won't do it, that the player wasn't made available, and I don't know what the fine is for that. I mean, whether that was Antonio Brown's idea.
We don't have a great.
Stacey James told me he will be in the interview room on the elevator on the way down from the press box to the field in the fourth quarter. He will be in the interview room. That changed. After the owners came into the room, and then we were all broomed out of the area. And then when we got back down there into the locker room, he's gone. The tapes are, you know, do they always take the name tag off? Is that routine to take?
Eventually,
your
they take them all eventually. Yeah.
But everybody else's was still there.
Well, it's because they were still there.
They were still there.
But he was gone.
But does the player take it with him?
No. I mean, he may have.
He may have.
Hey, that's his first one as a Patriot.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of family there. I could see him. I could absolutely, because I used to take all mine, whether it was a Super Bowl or whether we go in some event, and you got a big nameplate and it's kind of cool looking. I'd save those. I'd put them in my trophy case. Yeah.
But again, we have not heard.
That's not unusual.
We haven't heard from the player,
but here's
the owner,
too.
Or the coach.
Here's another thing, too.
10 days, 12 days.
Okay, when that locker room opens up,
mm-hmm.
they're not stupid either because they know, okay, where's Brown's locker? So if you don't have the nameplate up, you can't have this horde of media waiting. Well, we don't know where he is.
But guys, no, the guys knew, and players told.
It's probably good that he doesn't talk this week.
Yeah, he's not going to help himself. I understand that. It's the owner's job at this point. I mean, I don't expect the player, but I mean, he is mandated to be available.
He will.
The player is.
Like, no, I've been told he will talk. Yeah.
The player doesn't talk, and there's a line there of, well, that's ridiculous because all his other teammates have to do all the talking, and they're answering questions for him, and if you don't trust them to talk. Well, then what are you doing having the guy on your team?
Yeah, you we don't know what it could have been the player's decision. We don't know that. But Stacey James told me he's going to be in the room. And Mike Reese was also there. We were in the elevator.
But I don't care about Antonio Brown. I don't care what this guy has to say.
I do care about
Patriots ownership.
Like, I mean, do we think Antonio Brown?
People that I care to hear from. Like, those are, you know, people we're invested in and, you know, find to be important people.
Who are always telling us, and I mean, the shirts are on sale, $99.99 in the pro shop. You're going to make those kind of decisions. You know, what are you hiding behind? Why can't you talk about the player? You're going to sell a shirt.
617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. The phone lines are loaded, Hardy.
Hardy, could you do your impression again for us?
They are loaded up.
My impression of the emboldened frat boy,
the
pro
colors.
Rape culture guy who's it never really happens. Of Nike, of course Nike dropped him. They're gonna get into bed with Colin Kaepernick, but they won't support Antonio Brown. Innocent till proven guilty.
Okay.
Civil libertarians, in quest of touchdowns.
We have 90 seconds headlines here, and we're right back. Plenty more with Dan Shaughnessy on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.